This is an interview recorded with Lena Moschini, Ne Rosetto, on the 28th of August 2014 for the Italian Market Gardeners Project. I'm Madeline Regan and we're recording the interview in Lena's house in Findon.
Woodville South.
Woodville South, thank you. And also present is Lena's niece, Amanda Rosetto. Well, thank you, Lena, for agreeing to be interviewed today. We're going to start with some questions about your family background. But first of all, can you tell me your full name?
My name is Elena Moschini Rosetto. I live in number 10 Athlone Street, Woodville South, 5011.
And what about your date of birth?
My date of birth is the 8th of December 1932. I was born during Depression days.
And were you named for anybody?
Yes, I was named after my nonna in Italy, whose name was Elena as well.
And was she your mother's mother?
She was Dad's mother.
Right. And can you tell me about your parents? First of all, your father, what was his name?
My father's name was Gilindo and my mother's name was Adelina.
And do you have an idea of when they were born?
Dad was born in 1895 and Mum was born in 1904.
Thank you. And where? In June.
Thank you. Dad was born in January. The 14th of January, 1895.
That's great. You've got a terrific memory. Where were your parents born?
They were both born in Italy, in Treviso. Dad was born in Bigolino, Val do Biadene, and Mum was born in Biadene of Montebelluna.
Thank you. And in Italy, what work did they do?
My mum's mother died when she was only 10, I think, and they sent her to work with a very rich family, and she was a nanny in Venice. She looked after little children, but as she got older, she had to do domestic work as well. And she lived in a place in Venice where the big bills, there were bills there, and they were really annoying, she used to tell me anyway. And my dad, well, he went to the First World War, but he was, as they say, contadino, worked on the land, I think, because Nonno Rosetto in Italy, he owned a fair bit of land there, and they used to grow grapes, and that, I can't remember anything else. That's what he did anyway.
And Lena, where were you born?
I was born in Adelaide, in the Queen Victoria Hospital, as were nearly all my brothers. Romel and me was born in Queen Victoria. Aldo was born at Keswick somewhere in a little hospital, but it's no longer there. She had one in Calvary, and then she had some others in Queen Victoria. One died at birth, nearly 3 hours old, one boy, and the others were born there, that's it.
And do you know what your parents were doing around the time that you were born? Because you were the first born, weren't you?
No, second.
Second born, that's right, sorry, yeah. Romeo was the first.
My dad, when he first arrived from Italy, he worked in the quarries up at the hills there somewhere, pick and shovel, you know. And then after that, he became a gardener down at Lockleys. By the time Romeo and I was born, he was working down in Frogmore Road, working for somebody else. I don't remember who, actually. And Mum did... She had boarders because there was not much money around. The vegetables weren't selling. It was depression time. And Mum took in boarders. Two of them were her brother-in-laws. And one was Vittorio Marchioro. And another one, I don't remember who the other one was now. But I remember Vittorio because he used to tell me that I used to sit on his lap, and mum had all these boarders to look after, dad and two children by then, you know, me and Romeo. And it was a lot of work, and she used to wash and cook and iron, and she had chickens. And when I was 2 years old, every day I used to go down to the chicken coop and drink an egg, make a little hole. When they were just laid, they were warm, you know, I'd make a little hole and drink this egg. I couldn't stand it now, but anyway, every day Mum went to pick up the eggs, one was always empty and she couldn't work it out why. So then one day she followed me and she caught me, but she didn't hit me or anything. She knew what was happening to the egg. I remember that, and I was only two, because I suppose she told me about it so many times that I kept it in my head, you know.
And this was on Frogmore Road?
On Frogmore Road somewhere.
And can you remember the location on Frogmore Road?
I know it was an old house, really old house. Mum got a little bike from somebody, and I used to ride this little bike around the property, you know. And I don't remember too much, but I remember once Romeo, if I was two, he would have been three, because we're only all 1 year and a bit different age. And I remember Zuato saying that, Mum said, actually, Romeo was missing, and they didn't know where he was. And my uncle Zuato, he got on the bike and he went up the street looking for him, and he found him, and he was walking with a whole lot of stray dogs. And he was talking to them, you know, how kids are. Walking and walking and walking, and he didn't even worry where he was. And it was getting dark too. Anyway, finally my uncle picked him up, put him on the bike and brought him back home. And Mum and Dad said, Romeo, what were you doing? He said, I was taking the dogs home. That was his answer.
Lena, I think you told me that the house was quite close to the river on Frogmore Road.
I remember that we lived next door to the Rebelli family, like Zia Nana and Zio Bruno, and the Guido wasn't born then. We lived next door to one another, and that was near the river, yeah, the Torrens River. Mm-hmm. And then my dad and Zio Bruno had a row over something in the farm, I suppose, and so that's when they shifted and they went up to Fen Place.
That's right, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later.
Yes.
But just to finish off about your family, Amanda here is Aldo's daughter, and your first brother, Romeo, died at a very early age.
7 years
he?
Old.
Yeah. And then the other brother in your family?
Aldo,
and then?
Then there was a girl called Juliet Joyce, yeah. And then there was another boy, that was Michael, they were going to name him. Then she had another boy, what's his name?
Another Romeo,
that's right. Another Romeo, and he died too, and then there was Silvano.
So now
and
there's...
Silvano was born in Calvary Hospital.
Right.
Yeah, and my dad was up in the Northern Territory in Alice Springs in the mica mines when Mum was having Silvano, and they let him know that she was ready to have the baby, and he flew down, and they didn't have jets at that time. They had aeroplanes, and they took 8 or 9 hours to come down from Alice Springs, and Mum got in a taxi and they took her off to the Calvary Hospital, and as she was being driven by taxi, Dad arrived, so he got back in the taxi and went up to the hospital with her.
That's a lovely story, isn't
it? Yes.
Yeah. And what about your own family? You married in what year?
I married in 1956 to Claudio Moschini. He came from Istria, He was here on his own. He didn't have a family here, except for this brother who went missing for so many years. We never knew where he was. And, he came in 1950 and worked in East-West line there on the railway line as a fetter, I think they call them, loading the MacArthur, the big one in the front that drew, you know, loading up with coal. And he worked there for 2 years on contract from the government. And then after that, he was allowed to go wherever he wanted. He came to Adelaide. I met him when I was 18 the first time. Then he went away to Renmark, Broken Hill. You know, he's still a young man, and I wasn't even thinking of marriage then. All I wanted to do was go dancing and going down the beach and things like that. And then he came back when I was 22, and we met at the dance.
Where was the dance?
The dance was at St. Patrick's Church there at the back. There was a little hall, very small, and it used to start at 7 and finish at 11 o'clock. And we lived close by, and we used to walk there and walk home. Yeah, and that's what happened.
So when...
And we married in... I met him, I think it was 1950... End of 54, 55, 56, yeah, about end of 54, we went out for about nearly a year, and then we got engaged, and a year later in 56 we got married.
And you have...
And then I had three children. Yes. David was born in 57, Duane was born in 61, and Adrian was born in 64.
And how many grandchildren have you?
I only have three grandchildren, a boy whose name is Adam, who belongs to Duane, and he has cerebral palsy. He can't talk, but he runs around and he understands and things like that. And then I have two granddaughters, Alina, Adrian's children. Alina's nearly 18. In December, and Jenna is 10, and then David never had any children. Well, he might have had some on the sly, you know.
Well, thank you for giving that background, Lena. I'm now going to ask about your parents and their arrival in Australia. And
I can tell you this, that Dad arrived, I don't know, in a ship sometime, and he worked here for a while. And then Mum, she arrived by ship also, but in Port Pirie, and Dad couldn't afford to go and meet her, so she came with a bus with her big trunks and other stuff that she had, and he met her at the bus station. And they didn't have a house for her. He rented the house, a room in a house, with other Italians.
Where was the house? Was it in the city?
It was in the city, in the West End somewhere. I can't remember. I never asked Mum and Dad that. Anyway, and the first night, when they arrived, they had dinner with other people that lived in the house. It was a boarding house sort of thing. And Dad had bought an old, very, very old bed, and it squeaked when you got into it. And then they had their dinner, and Mum started to wash up, and Dad stood up, got a tea towel and was going to wipe up, and said, Mum said, no, you don't have to do that, I'll do that. And she said she should have shut up, because he never did it again. Offered to. Yeah, and then that night they went to bed, and you know what happens in the bedroom. Next morning, the people that lived there, they're all laughing because they could hear the bed was squeaking. Is that funny?
So there's something interesting about your parents' wedding too, wasn't there?
Yes. Mum couldn't come over here unless she was married. So my nonno, Dad's father, they got married by proxy, and my nonno took Mum to church in a little cart and a white horse. And as he was riding along to the church, Nonno called out to all his mates. They were sitting on the side of the street, you know, outside their doors. And they were saying, where are you going with that young girl? He said, I'm going to get married. I'm marrying this young girl. You can't get married. You're already married. Things like that, you know. Yes, and Mum spent 6 months in Nonno's and Nonna's house because Dad was still working and he couldn't get a place for her to live, you know. And so she stayed 6 months in Bigolino with the family and they all loved her because Mum helped, you know, cooking and ironing and, you know, they really loved her.
And there's a beautiful photo of the wedding, isn't
there? Yes, yes. That yeah. one there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's pointing. Did you see Nonno is pointing that he's got two wives, one on this side and one on the other side of him, which one was Mum and one was Nonna.
I hadn't realised that because I had seen the pointing. Yeah. We know that your dad had arrived in 1927.
Yes.
So he'd been here for
yes,
three years.
Yes, and Zil Korgul, he was already here. He's the one who got them over. My dad,
Korgul, it was Domenico.
Zuato, my dad, and I think Zuangelo, they came out together. No, wait a minute.
Giuseppe, I think.
No, Giuseppe came later. He's the youngest.
That's right. We know three of them came at
so that would have been Dad, Zuato, and Zuangelo.
Right. Yeah. And Domenico was already here.
And Domenico's already here with his wife, Zecramella.
Yeah.
And I think they had a little girl, Anna.
Right.
Yeah, Modesto come later because Anna came from Italy, I think. I think, was Anna born in Italy?
I can't remember. But Bruno Reboli came out with them as on the same ship as Angelo.
Oh, yes.
That's right. And he was called Brunone.
Brunone, huh?
Yeah.
He was lovely. Bruno.
And just going back to your mum, how many people would your mother have known in Adelaide when she arrived?
Let me think. Well, she would have known her brother-in-laws, like Zuato and Zuko and Domenico, I should say, and Zuato, who was the other one?
Angelo,
yeah. No, she wouldn't have known many people, but they soon made friends. And when we were growing up, Mum never went to work. She stayed at home all the time and had people boarding so she could make a bit of money, you know, to live. And she never went shopping. They all came home, like the butcher came home to get an order, the grocer, which is my uncle, came home to get an order, and anything else she needed, they'd come at home, get the order and deliver it. Mum never went out anywhere. That's why she couldn't speak English for many, many years. And then she could, when she used to go in hospital and have her children, the only word properly she could say was milk and parsley. Those were the only two words that Mum could say in English properly. The others were all broken English sort of thing, you know. Mm. And she didn't like tea with milk. She didn't like tea, no. Coffee was her thing.
Proper Italian.
Yes.
One other question about your mother. Do you know if she brought with her any special items from Italy?
Oh, yes. She brought all her, how do you say?
Trousseau?
Yeah. What's that other word?
A chest
full of clothes. She had beautiful embroidered sheets. I've got some pillowcase and a sheet here still belonging to Mum with all embroidery.
And who would have done the embroidery?
She would have done some, and other people, like her relatives maybe, her sisters and, relatives. They sit around at night and sew. Yeah, she bought a lot of stuff. She even had a nightdress. It was a white, kind of a white cotton or linen. I don't remember exactly. All embroidered around here, no sleeves, and pretty short. It wasn't really long one. I had it for a while. I used to use it as a blouse because it was beautiful up top here, you know. And yeah, she bought a lot of stuff like that, not crockery or things like that, just linen stuff, towels, she had these underwear. Oh my God. You know, they were like that wide,
like
with
bloomers.
Buttons, bloomers, yeah, with buttons up here, long up to there, with a bit of lace down the bottom.
So down
up
to the knees.
To the knees. Oh, they were funny. You saw them, mate. Yes, I remember when she died, she still had them. Marietta got some of those, and I got some sheets and pillowcase.
Mm.
Yeah.
And what about the Rosetto family? I'd like to ask you about the aunts and uncles and cousins.
Well then, after my mum was here for a few years, her sisters came out. First Irma, and then Zia Maria, but Zia Maria came out with a husband. But that's not Rosetto. Oh, the Rosettos, I remember just after the war, see, Zio Angelo went back before the war to get his family, but when he wanted to come back, the war broke out, and he couldn't come, so he had to wait after the war. And then Zio Severina came with Zio Galliano and Johnny and Maria.
The Tormina?
The Torminas.
So you would have remembered them coming?
Oh, yes, yes. Maria's 6 months younger than me. So she was about 5 or 6 years old, and Johnny was 12, I think. Yes, I remember Johnny coming, and we lived in Crowther Street by then, and then they got a house in Weymouth Street, this is Crowther Street and Weymouth Street, just around the corner. Yes, I remember when they come, we had a big party at our house.
Mm. And what was it like to have a cousin around your age?
Oh, it was lovely. Maria and I used to get up to naughty things.
Still do.
Yeah. So, she swears like a trooper and she tells dirty jokes.
And what about the other Rosetto?
And then Zio Angelo came out. My dad got him out and he paid for his trip. For the family, Zia Maria, his wife, there was Luciana, Johnny and Anita. And then later on they had another daughter, but she was born in Melbourne. And they stayed with us in Crowther Street for a little while, and my dad by then had that mica mine up in Alice Springs in the Harts Ranges. So he sent my Zio Angelo and Zio Maria and the children up there to work in the mine. And Zio Maria went as a cook and Zio Angelo worked in the mine, and the children had to go to Alice Springs to school. You know, like a college, boarding school or something. Yeah, and they stayed for a few years up there. And my Zio Beppe went up there too, and Zio Bruna. That was later on, of course.
When did Beppe come?
Oh, boy. I'd have to ask Zio Bruna that.
I've got that information somewhere.
Yeah,
and I should have brought it today. What about Zio Domenico and Zia Carmela?
Zia Carmela was a lovely lady. She used to, because we were poor, she used to see that little dress in that photo.
Yes.
She bought me that. She used to buy me shoes and the dress. And because Anna was a lot older than me.
She's your cousin.
My cousin, her daughter, and Modesto. And I loved going there. She used to always give me cakes and lollies. They had the shop, you see.
And what was the shop like? You know, if
I worked
you remember,
in that shop.
Right, after you were married.
After
right?
I was married, not in the old shop, but in the new one they built across the road.
Right.
Maria worked there too, Maria Rosa and I.
But in the early days, when you were a child,
yes,
what was that
like? We used to go to that They had lived in a two-story home
right on the corner of Grey Street and Hindley Street. And the shop was in the front, it was a big room, and they had everything in there. And then they got a license to sell wine and beer and things like that. And they used to do orders and take them out to all the houses, all the Italians that lived down at Lockley's and the other side of town and that. And we lived in Crowther Street. We still lived in Crowther Street. And we used to, my brother Aldo used to go and to Mod's place, and he'd promised to take him somewhere. And when Aldo used to arrive there, they'd already be gone. They wouldn't wait for him. Oh, that happened so many times. Yeah, that's a sad thing. And anyway, we used to go a lot. And then in the later years, Anna got interested in showing films. And in the shop, it was quite large in the area where people came in to buy. And she'd put up a big sheet and that and buy films and show films, and we'd all go around there on a Sunday night.
And what sort of films would that have been?
Any sort, you know, good ones, you know, real romantic ones and cowboy ones.
And was this when you were a kid or when you were older?
When I was older, yes, when I was older. And even after I married, but when they had the other shop across the road, then she made the new shop. Upstairs they built a house for themselves and also a theatre room. It was beautiful. She had it all laid out. It was lovely.
Oh, it's really interesting, isn't
yes,
it?
Yeah.
And what about the Rebuli relatives? Because your Zia Nana was your father's sister.
Yeah, well, my father, he was a kind of a guy that never... He had to be always right. There was nothing that anybody could say, but he was always right, and he was. In a way, he even had bets he used to go and play cards in the Greek Club in Weymouth Street, and he'd get into arguments with people about political things because my dad liked politics, you know. And he'd come home, it was an Italian book, and it was like an encyclopedia. And he'd come home and he'd say to Mum, "Where's that book?" And he'd Mum would go and get the book, go back to the club, and he'd have £10 bets with certain people, and Dad used to win all the time. He had to be right, hey. And
ran in the family.
Yes.
Lena, do you know why your dad came to Adelaide?
Oh, because there was no work in Italy when he was growing up, you know, when he was a certain age, after the war there too, you know, they had the...
After the First World
First
War.
First World War, yeah. Dad also went to work when he came back from the war. He was hurt. I think he was shot in the leg. And then there was no work. And he also went to work in Germany and Belgium and France. He went for, I don't know how long, but that's what he used to tell us.
And in his family, he was one of how many?
12. He was the eldest.
And how many of those children came to Australia?
Every one of them except one, to live, I mean. Zil Neno, whose name is Eugenio, he came when I got married in 1956. He was at my wedding. And he came here for 9 months. All the brothers and sisters paid for his trip to come here, and he worked in Adelaide a bit, and then he went to Zuangelo in Melbourne, because Zuangelo eventually went to Melbourne to live, and he went to Melbourne and worked there for a bit, and then he came back and he stayed with us, he stayed with Zia Severina, he stayed with Zio Beppe for 9 months anyway.
Moved around.
Yeah. And he made a bit of money. And you know what he bought me for a wedding present? An iron, which I hated ironing too, I very, might add.
A very practical present.
Yes, Mum told him to buy that.
Well, one of the other Rosetto aunts married a Bernardi.
Yes, that was the Nina. And that's Leone and Danilo. And they had a sister called Mary. And she lived in Italy, though. She didn't come with them. I think she might have been already married. Well, you know, in 1980, I went overseas with Mum. We went to Bigolino and she said, Lena, she said, guess who's coming to see us today? And I said, who? And she said, your cousin Mary. And when I saw her, Madeline, I thought I was looking at myself. She looked just like me. I couldn't believe it. I said to my mum, I said, she looks like me. She was very nice, you know, a bit shy. But anyway, we got talking and that. I just couldn't believe it that she looked so much like me.
Did you see much of the Bernardi cousins here in Adelaide?
Well, I don't know if I should say this, but my father, as you know, had rows with his brothers and sisters.
A strong man.
A very strong man, and he thought he was always right, and most times he was. Maybe sometimes it could have been wrong, but I don't really know that. But when they arrived, Zia Nina and Zio Bernardi, I forget his name, first name. Anyway, we always called him Zio Bernardi. Narciso.
Narciso.
Yeah, that's right. He wasn't talking to his sister, right? So when they arrived, I was introduced to them and everything. Dad never told us not to talk to them, just because he wasn't talking to them. He didn't stop us from going to see them. But I didn't see them all that much, the boys, when they first arrived. They also worked at Zia Carmela's shop, Zio Domenico's shop, Leone and Danilo. And yeah, for quite a while, they used to deliver wine and things like that to the houses, you know. Yes, my mother and her didn't get on either when they were in Italy. When she first got married, because the nonno and nonno loved my mum, she got jealous. Zia Nina got jealous. And she didn't, she used to do things to Mum. I don't know, I can't explain. Mm. She used to, I don't know if I, can you stop her for a minute?
Sure.